A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Line-drawn lettering forms the logo MPCA, Motion Picture Corporation of America. The letters solidify, becoming metallic. Sun shines on the snowy mountains, pine forests, and great palace of Aldovia. Outside, a grand Christmas tree is festooned with baubles, ribbons, and topped with a star. Netflix presents in association with Motion Picture Corporation of America. There are gifts beneath the tree. A firework bursts in the sky and the title forms. A Christmas Prince, the Royal Baby.
Loyal readers, my favorite holiday is just around the corner. Christmas means joy, excitement, family, love, and lights. It also means my first year as Queen of Aldovia is nearly under my belt. And just, wow, what a year.
Amber and Richard process down a sweeping staircase in evening wear.
Royal life has a way of transforming everything.
They descend the stairs to a waiting crowd in a great marble columned hall.
As the year began, Richard and I enjoyed a magical honeymoon.
On a beach at sunset with palm trees.
Once home, our revised New Aldovia initiative continued to grow. That's how we'll fund a tech center.
And the new hospital.
And quickly began paying dividends.
Amber cuts a ribbon at a grand opening.
As did my efforts to learn about Aldovia's history and families. That knowledge is very helpful at functions like royal state dinners.
She and Richard ride bicycles down a cobbled street.
And the citizens of Aldovia are fully embracing their new queen, Amber.
She smiles and waves to people.
This year has been super busy. The next year is gonna be even busier.
She smiles as she types. Amber has a visible bump under her dress. She, Richard, and the family walk between columns, down red-carpeted stairs to a microphone. Amber, Richard, and Queen Helena smile and wave.
Have you chosen the baby's name?
No.
Are you expecting a boy or a girl?
We haven't found out yet.
We're waiting to be surprised.
You've updated Aldovia's line of succession to include females. Does that mean it's a girl?
It means that we are hoping to bring Aldovia into the 21st century culturally, just as the new Aldovia initiative has done economically.
Will you at least tell us the baby's due date?
January the 11th.
Will you be taking time off?
Yes.
Starting in 2 days' time, immediately following the centennial treaty signing with the Kingdom of Penglia.
Our last official duty of the year.
Now, are there any policy questions? Economic queries? Foreign affairs? No?
About the baby, do you have any names to share?
No!
The palace is illuminated at dusk. More baubles are hung on a tree.
Have you truly not chosen the name?
Oh, you won't give up, will you?
Well, I'd be delighted to finally know what names you're considering.
We're not telling anyone, Mother.
Well, we're all family here.
What Richard said.
For a girl, I say Khaleesi.
Hermione is lovely as well.
Claudette is a family name I'm very fond of. Claude for a boy.
Well, if it is a boy, I won't be offended if you decided to name him Simon. Or Simone for a girl, obviously.
All lovely names. We will take them under advisement.
Your Majesty, in a few weeks' time, when the baby arrives, the surprise will be all the sweeter.
You always put things in perspective.
I just hope I'm half as beautiful as Amber is when I become pregnant.
That's a rather unsettling thought to put into your mother's head.
Not nearly as unsettling as your continued presence.
Your Majesties, you have a guest.
I wonder who on earth that could be.
Surprise!
Melissa!
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 I feel like a watermelon, but it's so great that you could surprise me early for the baby shower.
I am early, but that's not actually the surprise. Simon's inviting me to stay through Christmas.
A fabulous idea, if I may say so.
They kiss.
Wow, great.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah, you too. So, are you daddy ready?
Getting there, I think.
Melissa and Simon embrace. Amber and Richard return to their lavishly decorated chambers.
Staying with someone's family over Christmas is a big deal. Melissa should have told us.
She wanted to surprise you, and she knows how you feel about Simon.
Well, I don't trust him.
No, neither do I. But he has worked hard to behave all year.
Only in the hope that we'll give him an official position.
Which we haven't.
I just don't want Melissa to get hurt.
Let them be. We have more important issues to attend to.
like my birth plan.
And the baby's musical enrichment.
Amber picks up a birth plan book. Richard switches on a speaker and moves it close to Amber's bump.
I'm pretty sure research debunked the myth that classical music makes your baby smarter.
Classical music makes everybody smarter. Which I need to be to build this crib. Instruction manual's more complicated than differential calculus.
Snow falls on a church and suburb with skyscrapers in the background. A title, New York City. Pedestrians pass Rudy's diner in daytime. Rudy sits in a booth and makes a video call.
Oh. Hey, Pop.
Hey, Peanut. I'm almost packed. What's cracking in Aldovania?
You still can't say it right.
Pack warmly. It's cold here.
Now, why couldn't you marry the king of some tropical paradise?
She sunburns too easily.
Did you figure out how long you can stay yet?
Oh, Gus is gonna cover the diner, so I can stay from the baby shower all the way until little Rudy's birth.
Pardon me?
Oops, sorry. Prince Rudy's birth.
Pop!
Hey, I'm just saying.
A title in red, December 20th. A snow-covered hillside leads up to the Royal Palace. Sitting outside on a balustrade in a woolly hat and coat, Amber eats donuts.
There you are. Amber, what are you doing out here? It's so cold.
Just getting some air.
Should have woken me up.
You need your sleep. You know, when the baby comes.
What do you have there?
Nothing.
He raises an eyebrow.
Don't judge my cravings.
Never. What do they call it? Sympathetic weight gain syndrome.
Don't tattle to Dr. Magoro. I'm supposed to watch my sugars.
You have my word.
He takes two donuts. Amber beams happily.
How does everything look, Dr. Magoro?
Fetal heart rate excellent. Amniotic fluid levels superb. Your baby is beautiful.
They all smile happily.
Going forward, anything special we should do?
Avoid special as much as possible. Queen Amber needs her rest and relaxation. Nothing more.
That sounds ideal.
Hello, can we get a peek?
I'd love to see my little grandchild.
Can you print a copy for Auntie Mel?
If you're trying to find out whether it's a boy or a girl, you're going to be disappointed.
Foiled again.
Try harder next time.
Richard keeps the scanner screen turned away from them. Two horses pull a sleigh through crisp white snow between pine forests. Amber and Richard are on board.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Nothing is more important right now than time to ourselves.
To quote your sister, I'm not a China doll.
No, you're far more valuable. I want you both to have the best of everything, including sleigh rides.
I've been thinking, and I want this baby to have a normal life. As normal as possible.
Our child will be heir to the kingdom.
Still, I went to public school. I played with neighborhood kids.
I went to boarding school and played polo.
Well, I was riding the subway by myself when I was 10. And I ate diner food.
I had nannies to make sure I ate all my vegetables. I turned out all right.
So did I.
We'll find a new definition of normal together.
No boarding school.
No boarding school. But no subway riding either.
Well, luckily for you, Aldovia doesn't have a subway.
They ride on through the pristine landscape. Flags hang in a great hall. There are shields with coats of arms around a gilded doorway and suits of armor. Mr. Little places a map on an easel. Mrs. Averill arrives.
Your Majesties, with an eye to the Penguin's official visit and treaty signing, proceeding as smoothly as possible, we feel a review is prudent. Thank you for making the time.
Well, this is the last of the time you will get of our Queen. For the rest of the year will be dedicated exclusively to the preparations for the birth of the royal baby.
Of course. Mr. Little.
The Centennial Treaty renews an ancient truce between Aldovia and Penglia that dates back to a war 600 years ago.
That was the war over Silk Road trading routes, right?
You've studied your history, Queen Amber.
It was a fearsome and brutal war with no end in sight. Finally, on Christmas Eve, 1490, Prince Claude of Aldovia and Prince Jun of Penglia, inspired by the season of peace and goodwill, found a way to end the conflict.
On a frosty battlefield, the two princes approach each other and shake hands in front of two crossed pennants. They enter a large tent.
Just before midnight, on that fateful Christmas Eve, 1419, the truce was declared and the treaty signed.
The princes sign the parchment with feather quills. Mr. Little unrolls a scroll.
The treaty, your majesties, to honor the peace and friendship between our nations. The treaty has been ceremonially renewed every 100 years since without fail.
The artistry is incredible.
It's a treasured artifact.
It's been under our protection since 1919.
And after the signing, it goes back to Penglia for the next 100 years.
It's beautiful, with the signatures of every king. I'll be the first queen to sign it.
You will indeed.
As long as the royals from Penglia agree. I mean, whilst Aldovia boldly plunges into the 21st century, this treaty dates back to the 15th century.
We'll have to proceed very carefully, Amber. The Penglians are our closest allies, but in many respects, they are quite traditional.
An attitude personified by the Queen of Penglia, Queen Ming.
Compared to Queen Ming, even Mrs. Avril comes off as rather carefree.
I have my carefree moments. I had one last Sunday.
I love a challenge. I can't wait to meet Queen Ming.
Mrs. Avril and Mr. Little carefully place the scroll in a carved casket. It's secured with a wax seal. Clouds drift over the mountains, a title December 21st. The sun shines on the palace, snowy forest, the great Christmas tree, and people gathered around a red carpet on the palace forecourt. The press gather behind ropes. Richard, Amber, and their entourage stand waiting. Police cars escort the royal limousines up the long drive.
They shall be here momentarily.
Now, come on, everybody. Move into place quickly.
Helena, Richard, Amber, and Emily stand side by side. The palace stands in picturesque splendor in the winter sun. Footmen wait in red liveries trimmed with gold. People crane to get a glimpse of the cortege.
Oh, here they come.
There they are.
Coats of arms hang from the ceremonial trumpets. News cameras follow the Mercedes limousine, which stops by the end of the red carpet. Mr. Little steps forward to open the door.
Once they exit, meet them in the centre. King Richard will give the formal greeting.
A man with a stern expression gets out one side. From the other emerges glamorous Queen Ming in furs and a hat topped with feathers. She eyes Amber haughtily. Amber smiles nervously, then turns to Mrs. Avril, who looks concerned. The Penglian royals come together on the red carpet. Richard and Amber approach them. They come together in the middle where red carpets have been laid to form a cross. The royal couples face each other.
Welcome to Aldovia.
Mrs. Avril looks disapproving.
A most hearty welcome. We are here to celebrate a hand clasp on a battlefield 600 years ago that changed the fate of both our nations.
The two kings shake hands.
King Richard, so glad to finally meet you in person.
Good to see you too, King Tai. May I introduce my wife, Queen Amber?
An honor. You're as lovely and charming as they say. My wife, Queen Ming of Penglia.
Queen Ming?
I'm most pleased to be here, and to finally lay eyes on the famous Queen Amber of New York.
Wonderful to meet you, Queen Ming. And you? I'm Amber, hi.
Lin is our attaché.
Oh.
Lin? Fantastic!
Simon waves to her. Lin smiles, and Melissa frowns. Champagne is carried on a silver tray into a reception. Lin is talking to Melissa and Simon. British Admiral talks and smiles near the string quartet. At the opulently decorated Christmas tree, King Tai examines a unique decoration like a large acorn.
Beautiful. No one does Christmas like the Aldovians.
Thank you. We do our best.
If Emily had her way, we'd have a tree in every room.
Actually, I believe you do.
Indeed, Tom.
We have quite a bit of mistletoe, too.
That's spectacular.
Know each other?
We studied together. Oxford.
I studied. Simon, Carell.
I may have enjoyed the occasional night out, but I'm not the one whose picture is hanging in the king's arm.
Melissa stares as the other two clink glasses and gives a weak smile.
Red for you, Your Highness, and sparkling water for you, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Mr. Zavala. It appears you've adapted comfortably to your new role.
I like to think so. Not to say there haven't been growing pains.
What's with the Belgravians? And here in Aldovia as well. It seems royals marrying outside of the noble classes has become quite fashionable. And now your first child on the way. Congratulations. Providing your kingdom with an heir is historically a queen's utmost duty.
Oh, I don't see it as a duty at all. Richard and I are simply excited to start our family. You have three children of your own?
Yes. Harry is 13. Vivian and Amanda are 10.
Twins? I can't even imagine.
Ming reacts frostily as Amber taps her on the leg.
I have to admit, I was excited to finally meet the Playboy Prince. Enjoyed living vicariously through your exploits in the press.
It's all greatly exaggerated. I was actually hoping to talk some business with you.
Business? Quite honestly, I prefer to leave that tedium to Lynn.
Congratulations on your new position. Very impressive.
It's a start, but I soon hope to be accomplishing more.
Well, ambitious as ever.
What's your role at the palace?
Cousin to the king, but you know me, working the angles.
We always do.
Simon has his back to Melissa.
Pardon me. Got to take those angles of my own.
She's a live wire. Enjoying yourself?
Of course. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Aldovia's modernization efforts?
I'm familiar with all aspects of Aldovia's policies.
Given its success, I spoke with Richard, and we feel that you and I should add our signatures to the treaty.
You wish to modernize our 600-year-old tradition?
We, the queens, could bring the tradition up to date. History isn't made by those who follow rules.
Your Majesties, may I announce the arrival of the CEO and the chief designer from S&A Events International.
Amber stares as Sahil and Andy arrive. Sahil pushes Little aside.
Your Majesties.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Andy, hi! Sahil!
Wow, look at you. You've never looked more beautiful.
Thanks. So this is what you've been doing, your secret project?
Consider Andrew and myself early Christmas gifts.
Weddings were too small a niche for such a big talent. We rebranded and expanded Sahil's business.
I was happy to give Andrew the opportunity. Design genius meets management expertise.
Mrs. Avril engaged us to make sure that you had the most spectacular royal baby shower of all time. You deserve it.
Thanks.
May I also offer our service free of charge to the elevation of tomorrow's treaty signing?
Elevation?
I have seen the artifact. It's a bit tacky, no?
It's a priceless work of art.
Sahil purses his lips.
We will be standing by if you need us.
Huh. Great.
Amber smiles but looks awkward. Snow falls on the nighttime palace.
Okay, next question. During labor, I would like to spend the first stage lying down, standing up, walking around in the shower or in the tub.
Lying down?
Walking around. New York, born and raised.
Never realized labor came in multiple choice.
Testing. Testing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Let's test it for real.
Richard swoops the monitor out of the room.
Oh, extraordinary.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Whoa. Her slipper falls off.
Can you still see me? Amber, hello?
This is unbelievable.
You're right, this is amazing.
Should we try from the nursery? Now transmitting from the nursery. Can you hear me? Amber, hello? Are you there?
I need a little help.
Is that fine? Amber? What is it?
I can't even reach my own slippers.
In his pajamas and a robe, he kneels to replace the slipper.
Allow me.
He gently slips it back on her foot.
Perfect fit.
Cinderella was a bit more graceful.
But nowhere near as beautiful.
He gets up to kiss her. Snow swirls in the night with the illuminated castle in the distance. It swirls around the grand tree and forecourt. Inside, light fills the room containing the treaty casket as a door is opened. A shadowy figure appears, then darkness returns as the door is closed. A title, December 22nd. Snow continues to fall in daylight. It lies thickly on statues and lamps and the Christmas tree.
This storm could spell disaster. Where's Lynn? I asked for an update 4 minutes ago.
Apologies, Queen Ming. I was speaking to the pilot.
And?
The storm has brought the whole country to a standstill. All flights have been cancelled.
How would this affect the treaty signing?
The Aldovians wish to proceed the ceremony as scheduled.
I agree.
Very well. Find us a way home directly afterwards. Our children expect us back.
Yes.
Ming glances at Tai. Candles are lit. A carved door bears an embossed golden lion. The casket is displayed in the treaty signing room.
Such a shame there are so few guests to witness this beautiful event.
Yes, I'm afraid no one's been able to travel anywhere today, Your Majesty.
Zabala bows as Amber and Richard arrive.
Your Majesties, as expected, the Penglians have officially rejected either queen signing the treaty.
I'm sorry. In a few minutes, this will all be over and we can go back to focusing on what's most important. You and the baby.
There's a little too much red. I think they can do with a little bit more blue, to be honest. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking royal blue.
Mm. Yeah, good word. Good word.
Lynn sighs.
In honor of the sacred treaty, signed on the battlefield on Christmas Eve in the year 1419, the monarchy of Aldovia welcomes King Tai and Queen Ming of Penglia.
Tai and Ming arrive arm in arm. All rise. Emily stands on her crutches.
No.
Tai and Ming position themselves on the other side of the casket, opposite Richard and Amber.
It is my great honor and privilege to preside over the seventh signing of the sacred truce between our realms. The entire kingdom of Aldovia heartily embraces our alliance with Penglia. What began as a handshake on Christmas Eve has evolved into an ever-growing bond, represented by our invaluable, ever-expanding, precious treaty. Mr. Little, let the signing begin.
Little smiles and approaches the casket. Everyone sits. Little bows and opens the casket with a flourish. The scroll has gone. Everyone stares.
How is this possible?
Where's the treaty? It's supposed to be there.
We do apologize.
I'm sure we can get this little mix-up straightened out right away.
Well, this is certainly embarrassing.
Lynn gives a cold look.
If we don't sort this out, we'll all end up in the dungeon.
Indeed.
Well, perhaps now it can be replaced with something more palatable.
There must be an explanation.
Does anyone have any idea what's going on?
The treaty was there last night when we checked.
I can confirm that it was.
And now it's vanished.
I've been saying that we should update the security protocols ever since... Well,
You infiltrated the palace.
But no one has come or gone since the blizzard.
So the treaty must still be in the palace.
Along with whoever took it.
Ming glances at Tai.
Well, what do we do now?
I don't know.
Simon.
We need your help.
You're kidding.
Well, I'd be delighted. What can I do for my king and queen?
Find a way to occupy our guests while we locate the treaty.
It's okay.
And how am I to do that?
You're friends with Lin. Find a way to keep them entertained.
Lin's easy to entertain. I'm not so sure about the others.
One thing is for certain.
Just stick with Simon and make sure he doesn't do anything Simon-like.
I'll be your eyes and ears.
I know what might be a bit of fun.
A game has hand-painted wooden pieces, counters, and a wooden Christmas tree in the middle of the board.
Is this some kind of game?
Top of the Tree, a classic Aldovian Christmas game.
Oh, wow, I haven't played this since I was a kid.
Shockingly good idea, Simon.
Two teams compete, the goal being to decorate your side of the tree first.
The team that places the star on top of the tree wins.
You want us to play a children's game in the midst of this scandal?
Well, it's an unfortunate delay. It's not really a scandal yet.
Simon has a great talent for games.
He's definitely talented at many things.
Ornaments are awarded for answering questions about famous royal traditions and legends.
Count me in.
Our children would enjoy this. I'll go inform them about the delay.
Of course. It's a pity, though. We should have even teams.
Well, I'm happy to sit out if it helps. I'm not exactly a whiz at royal traditions yet.
I'll join King Tai. I embrace any opportunity to beat Simon.
I like your spirit, Princess.
Well, guess that makes it you and me.
Simon smiles, looking uneasy, and Melissa sits out at the end of the table.
Would you like to start?
Yes, please.
Any luck?
Not yet.
We know that the treaty was here last night. We know that nobody's entered or left the palace.
Are you proposing we draw up a list of suspects?
Investigative journalism, 101. The treaty didn't fly away on its own. Did you notice the look that Simon and Lin exchanged when the treaty went missing? And Sahil called it tacky. I wouldn't put it past him. Who in this palace had the means, the opportunity, the motive?
Did you take it?
No.
Neither did I. That's two down.
Very funny.
Dice with colored sides are rolled. Emily picks up a card to read.
Lin. Oh, this is an easy one. In the legend, Princess Froon, Grundle's pet is what animal?
Even I know this one. From your Christmas pack.
Don't you dare say.
Turtle!
Yes! Well played! One more and we win.
Tweet, tweet, tweet!
An origami bird.
That is beautiful. Did you see that? Melissa, what she made? It's amazing.
I can make you one if you want.
Actually, I need to get some air.
Melissa? Melissa? Wait!
We should probably check on Ming. A pity, Princess Emily. We would have won.
Sorry.
They all go, leaving Emily alone at the table.
This game was a favorite in my family, too. Final question. Who was Aldovia's greatest king and father?
That isn't a real question.
But you know the answer.
My father.
The star. You win.
Will you do the honors?
As you wish.
Little places the star at the top of the wooden tree and smiles at Emily. The palace stands in daytime under leaden skies. Amber finds Simon and Melissa together.
Hey! Where are you going?
Simon and I need some alone time.
Melissa suggested a walk in the snow.
What about the Penglians?
Oh, Emily's more than capable. And my priority is Melissa.
Mel, can we talk a sec?
Yeah, sure.
I'll see about clearing a path.
My hero. What's up?
Well, you and Simon, for one thing. I never realized you were so close.
We talk for hours every night. He's really smart, funny, super cute, and really misunderstood.
Misunderstood? Mel, all your bad boys have left you heartbroken.
He's more than just a bad boy. He cares about me. It's starting to feel real, you know?
We are just worried about his intentions.
Have you seen the way he looks at Lynn?
He swears Lynn is just a friend. I don't know, sometimes I get a little insecure, out of my depth with royals, you get that?
Yeah, but you don't know Simon like we do.
And you don't know Simon like I do. I appreciate you looking out for me, but Simon and I, we're in love.
Wow. Not just like a lot or heavily infatuated?
I want it to work.
I hear you.
They hug with fairy lights on a tree behind. Helena looks through an ancient book. Little Miss Avril and Zabala come in.
Has the treaty been found?
It pains me to say no, Your Majesty.
After our initial survey, we can assume it's nowhere obvious.
Your Majesty, please, be assured, no one will rest until it's located.
Thank you. Because according to the treaty's terms, if it's not renewed by midnight on Christmas Eve, Aldovia and Penglia technically return to a state of war.
Should be interesting, as neither country have a standing army.
Emily, I thought you were with our guests.
Simon had to end the game abruptly. They've returned to their rooms.
This situation is just so inelegant. Please, continue to search.
Your Majesty.
They leave.
Is this about the treaty? Mother, did you read this? If there comes a day the sacred truce is broken, the kingdom disrupting the peace shall suffer a dreadful fate. Upon the firstborn a beshrew. What's a beshrew?
It's a curse. People believed in things like that back then.
How did it work?
A sorceress would conjure a spell to ensure that the two kingdoms upheld the treaty.
So if we don't sign the treaty by Christmas Eve, there'll be a curse on the firstborn child. That's Amber and Richard's baby.
Sorcery fell out of favor centuries ago. Emily, we're not going to bother anyone with this nonsense.
But what if it isn't nonsense?
Amber rubs her bum.
Ow!
What is it?
Baby's kicking a lot.
Amazing. Little striker in there.
More likely upset about my chat with Melissa.
Does Simon have an alibi?
No idea, but she thinks he's a great guy. Says they're in love.
Love is blind. Perhaps sleuthing while pregnant isn't the best idea.
I may be expecting and queen, but I'm still a journalist. And right now, my investigation needs your help.
Richard clenches his jaw. A table has a model of part of the palace, cloth samples, flowers, and decorations strewn around. Sahil is lying on a couch, drawing.
Not now, Andrew. I'm in the zone, designing. Andrew!
He throws the paper aside.
Andrew! Oh, Your Majesty. Please, come in.
Sorry to disturb you, Sahil. I have a design question about the nursery. Do you have a moment?
Now? Of course, Your Majesty.
I appreciate this. It's really about the best location for the crib, given the layout.
Spatial flow is absolutely crucial. I have studied the Aztecs, Mongols, and Zulus to arrive at my own theories. I should get my tape measure.
Oh, no. I have a royal tape measure waiting for us.
Oh. I'm envisioning monochrome with geometric prints.
Amber slips into Sahil's room and starts to search. She steps over a pile of materials and lifts a cloth, revealing toys, a paint roller, hairbrushes, and other items. She picks up the paint roller and a rubber duck. Andy returns to the room. Amber's eyes widen as she hurriedly replaces the cloth. A toy tortoise drops to the floor.
Sahil?
Amber crosses the room and opens the door.
Hi, Andy. Andrew?
Amber, is Sahil in here?
No, I was just, helping with the search. Sahil called the treaty tacky. I went too far, don't be mad at me.
Mad? Look, I work with the guy daily. I get it, he's opinionated.
It was a lead. We follow leads, remember?
I do, it's just we have a multi-million dollar business now, and Sahil would never put that at risk.
Multi-million dollars? Really?
Yeah, so if you want to write a story, write about us.
Like a puff piece?
Exactly. After the baby, of course.
Of course.
They hug.
tell me you had success. Thanks to your little ruse, the last hours felt like a month. Once the hill gets in the zone...
He didn't take it. You're right. I don't need to focus on this missing treaty.
No, you absolutely don't.
Actually, you do.
Emily.
I'm not meant to tell you this because it's probably rubbish. But a curse will befall on the king and queen responsible for breaking the treaty.
Seriously? A curse?
Concocted by a sorceress to ensure the treaty wasn't broken.
Sorcery? Hardly a cause for concern.
If the treaty isn't signed in time, by midnight Christmas Eve, it takes effect.
Why are you putting stock in this nonsense?
It's a curse on your firstborn.
On this baby? Our baby?
According to the history book.
The chance of this being real is infinitesimal.
I don't care if it's one in a billion. I'm not risking it. We need to find this treaty.
Nah, no clue when they'll start letting flights in, but I'll be on the first one as soon as they do.
How about you guys? How you doing?
Honestly, disaster on all fronts. Melissa is in love with Simon. We have to cancel tomorrow's baby shower. The treaty is missing. And if we don't find it by midnight on Christmas Eve, our baby is cursed.
Hold on. You're gonna have to explain that one.
It's a long story.
Emphasis on story. And we have until Christmas Eve to sort it out. Tomorrow's only the 23rd.
Well, I don't know much about this supernatural stuff.
But go easy on Melissa, huh? Love makes people do funny things. Well, you gave up New York slices and bagels for meat jelly.
Oh, could you please bring me some bagels?
You got it. Now, why'd you cancel your baby shower?
No one can get here. The storm.
There's plenty of people in the palace. Have it anyway.
But it just doesn't feel like the right time.
From what you're saying, sounds like a little hope and joy is just what the palace needs.
Have the shower.
Amber and Richard exchange a look. The moon rises above the illuminated palace. Fairy lights glow around the room as Richard and Amber lie asleep in bed. Amber stirs.
A curse upon the firstborn, upon the firstborn, upon the firstborn.
Bright light flashes and Amber wakes up.
Richard.
A fire burns in the grate in the main drawing room.
The royal scandal of the Fathers of the Silk Road Treaty. Royal scandal? Did you know that there was a love triangle between Prince Claude and Prince June over Claude's newlywed Princess Jocelyn?
I believe they taught us that at boarding school.
Oh my gosh. Soon after the royal treaty was signed, Prince Claude was poisoned. Many believed Prince June did it. The House of Devon, Claude's family, fell out of power, and Claude's descendants swore vengeance. Devon. Why does that name sound familiar?
Richard has fallen asleep. A title, December 23rd, the palace in wintry daylight. Red carpet leads up a staircase, flanked by stars and pine garlands with fairy lights. Amber stands at the top of the stairs, rubbing her bump.
You're up early, my dear.
Oh, I couldn't sleep. Baby had a restless night.
One day you'll look back on all the sleepless nights and you'll realize they're amongst your sweetest memories.
It's a big change, isn't it?
It's the greatest adventure, but your life will never be the same again.
There are so many things that I wish I could ask my mom.
Amber, never forget that she's right here. Her spirit's in you and your baby. She gave you good instincts. And through your baby, she'll guide you. Always.
I'm so grateful I have you.
I'm here for anything.
When you were expecting Emily, did you try hypnobirthing?
Hypnobirthing? What on earth is hypnobirthing?
Fear causes the body to tense up, and pain in childbirth becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So you're saying no pain is really an option?
Language is powerful, and we want to have a positive view of birth. For instance, instead of contractions, we'll call them surges.
Surges?
Like a surge of energy.
Exactly. Your body is powerful. Now, during labor, every surge you feel is a wave of relaxation, pleasure, and love.
Oh, lucky you, men don't get those.
I want you both to lie back and close your eyes, and I'm going to lead you into a guided imagery meditation.
The doctor's on a laptop.
Imagine a surge. Relaxation, pleasure, love. Feel its pulse.
Richard smiles. Amber looks unsure.
We thought we'd be home by now, too. No, you may not forget your presents. We'll be home as soon as we're able.
Love you.
Bye now.
This predicament must be resolved.
If only the children were stuck here with us. Wouldn't be so bad. No place is more Christmassy.
Leave it to you to find right in any situation.
I assume that's why you keep me around.
Still. I'd like to find a way home.
If we don't stay to sign the truce treaty, our kingdoms technically return to a state of war. Of course, a war that would be fought by lawyers.
Just a thought. What if the Aldovians orchestrated this on purpose?
They want the treaty signed just as much as we do.
Unless it's a way for them to force an unfair renegotiation of terms.
Renegotiation under duress? No.
Good day, Your Majesties. Forgive me, am I interrupting?
Not at all.
May I present with the compliments and best wishes of Queen Amber of Aldovia. Thank you and good day.
Zabala hands an envelope to Lin, who passes it to Tai and Ming. It's an invitation to the royal baby shower.
An invitation to attend Queen Amber's royal baby shower today.
Lin looks off coldly. Bunches of balloons rise in the air, lifting silver balloons which spell out baby. Flowers float on water. There are hanging snowflakes and a myriad Christmassy decorations. Cupcakes have gold crowns. Amber enters the baby shower room and gasps.
Amber!
Wow. Oh my goodness, it's amazing.
It's like a fantasy winter grotto. Richard takes Amber's hand. They descend stairs into the sparkling wonderland.
Your Majesty, our gift from SNA Events International.
Sahil, you have really outdone yourself. And you, Andy.
We're here to celebrate new life and strong bonds. Thank you.
A framed collage of photos is brought in. Baby Emily.
That's me.
Baby Simon. Andy points to his photo. Amber opens an I Heart NY baby grow.
Oh my goodness, look at this! It's so cute!
Thank you so much, ma'am.
A bag of baby toys. A teddy bear.
Queen Amber, King Richard, my gift is a song.
Tai sits at a white grand piano.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Amber's brought a glass of water.
Thank you. King Tai played beautifully. Everyone adores King Tai. He is the only leader Penglia needs.
But he's not the only leader Penglia has.
You and King Richard are truly a team. I do admire that.
I think you deserve more credit.
Credit is not something I seek.
Richard's with Tai.
Looks like our queens are getting along nicely.
Happy wife, happy life, huh?
Speaking of which, mind if we slip out for a moment?
Sure.
Excuse me. Please, could you tell me the status on the search of the treaty?
Oh, well, we remain certain it's still in the palace.
King Richard has called for a specially trained police dog to sniff out the artifact. The dog arrives tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
In the nursery.
I promised I'd build the crib on my own, but I found the instructions impenetrable. I remember building our baby's crib. It took me a month. We rule a kingdom. This can't be beyond us.
We'll build like we lead, by instinct.
I never knew how complicated preparing for a baby would be. Did it take you a long time to feel comfortable with fatherhood?
Only until the birth. Then it was automatic. I never experienced feeling that type of love before. When the most dire problem in the kingdom pales to a scuffed knee, you know you are a parent.
On their knees, they get to work.
I read more of that history book today. And you know what? This isn't the first time the treaty's disappeared.
It's not.
200 years ago, there was another incident here in Aldovia. The thief made off with the treaty, but was caught red-handed. Spent the rest of his years locked in a dungeon.
Princess Emily, please don't fret. I have never heard of such a legend.
And nor have I.
I have. I started working for your grandparents when I was just a lad. They told me that the ghost of that wretched thief still roamed the darkest depths of the dungeon, searching for his coveted prize.
I've never heard such nonsense.
Neither have I, Your Majesty. I was of the same mind, Your Majesty. Then, one Christmas Eve, despite all the warnings, I snuck into the dungeon.
And?
I heard a tortured moaning. Then I felt a chilling breeze. And then, I ran.
Emily looks scared.
Okay, so this is my favorite.
A teddy bear.
Oh, he's so cute.
I know. Queen Helena said that it was Richard's favorite childhood toy. Mr. Paddy Klapaws.
Oh, I hope you have veto rights on your baby's name.
Oh, okay. Very good.
I can't believe you made this for me.
I hope you like it.
It's a special penguin pageant.
Simon and Lynn exchange a look, then he follows her upstairs. Melissa notices and frowns. The kings are still working on the crib.
I think we're almost done here.
Looks like it. I'm sorry for all the strife the treaty has caused.
Well, it's not your doing the treaty disappeared, right?
Well, it's not bad. I know that Ming was uneasy about the idea of her and Amber signing it.
I'm happy for Ming to sign, but she's worried what our people will think if she seeks credit, despite all she does for Penglia.
Aldovia has embraced Queen Amber.
Pengli adores Ming.
She deserves her due.
Not bad for a couple of kings on their own.
Look at that.
Uh-oh.
What?
Pretty sure this is meant to be on the outside.
Is it?
Oh.
Do you think it matters?
The crib collapses.
I think it might.
Melissa peers in a door which is ajar. Ming's typing on a laptop and Simon has a hand on her shoulder.
You really haven't, Mr. P.
You are not so bad yourself.
I think we deserve everything that's coming to us. There's something I want to show you. Come with me.
Melissa backs out of sight. Simon screws up some paper and throws it. Melissa creeps in. She retrieves the paper and unfolds it. Melissa watches as Simon leads the way through a door across a hallway. Melissa walks towards the door, then hides behind a Christmas tree as they re-emerge.
I think so too.
Love it.
Lynn walks past Melissa without noticing her and goes downstairs. Simon's in a bedroom. Melissa strides in.
Simon!
Melissa!
He's got something behind his back.
How about some tea?
What's that you're hiding?
Nothing.
What's really going on with you and Lynn?
What's going on? I told you, she's just an old friend. Okay. We dated briefly at school.
two dates, three at the most. We quickly realized we're much better suited as friends. Now, about that tea.
Amber was right about you.
Melissa walks out. Richard presents Amber with a gift box.
An early Christmas gift.
Baby sneakers.
You two can match.
Melissa.
It's Simon and Lynn together.
What's going on? What's wrong?
You were right about Simon's intentions. He's hiding things. Look at this.
Richard opens up the paper.
This is private financial information about the trade agreement.
Is this an assessment of Aldovia's debt to Penglia? €1 billion.
That sounds correct. But a year ago it was 5 billion. With our booming economy, it should be wiped out by spring.
Unless the treaty is broken.
In which case it's due immediately.
Simon's helping Lynn for a piece of the action.
Selling out his own kingdom. I say we make a formal accusation.
I'll help you make it.
I'm so sorry, Melissa. I never wanted to be right about him.
I didn't want you to be either.
We have a Malinois, a police dog arriving first thing. Once it sniffs out the treaty, we'll be able to make a move.
Why wait?
We have to have proof. Can't offend the Penglians.
As long as this treaty is signed by midnight tomorrow.
Meanwhile, I want you to keep an eye on Simon.
I'd rather not look at him right now.
Please. It's important he doesn't suspect a thing.
Our baby's future depends on it.
On the treaty? How?
Sit down.
Amber gestures to a chair.
Melissa. You of all people know me better than that.
The room's empty.
No, it's too pathetic. Melissa, you just don't understand how things work in a palace. No, too arrogant. Melissa, if you could only trust...
She comes in. Simon stares at her, tight-lipped.
You came back?
Melissa nods. Simon hugs her. A title, December 24th. The Snowbound Palace in daytime. People are gathered by the outside Christmas tree. A handler arrives with a large German shepherd dog.
I grew up with this breed, Your Majesties. Their sense of smell is unsurpassed. The treaty will be sniffed out imminently.
Little follows the dog handler inside.
Can you please tell me the status of Aldovia's roadways?
Fully ploughed by the end of day.
And the airport?
Rescheduled to open this evening.
I've already spoken to a pilot who would depart at first clearing.
Have faith. The dog will find it.
Mr. Little has advised that we remain outside the palace so the dog can work without distraction.
Where are we to go?
Aldovia's Christmas market is just a short walk down the hill. It's absolutely magical on Christmas Eve.
There are stalls, a carousel, and the choir, warmly wrapped in woolly hats and scarves.
Perfect place to hope for a Christmas miracle.
A Christmas Eve miracle. We only have until midnight.
Emily is with Tom.
You're too funny.
Has Tom invited himself?
Oh, it's Queen Amber. It's Queen Amber. Merry Christmas, Queen Amber.
So lovely to see you both.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Merry
Hello.
Christmas.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, Queen Amber.
Merry Christmas, Queen Amber.
Happy Christmas, King Richard.
Thank you very
Merry
much.
Merry Christmas.
Are you enjoying the market?
We really are, yeah.
The people adore their Queen Amber.
I'd say they're both beloved. You deserve the same. You should accept the credit for all you do for Penglia.
Hi, everyone.
Queen Ming, King Tai, do come and join us.
Well, lovely.
They join Helena, Emily, and Tom at a stall. There's an ice rink.
That looks fun.
They watch as children are given skates.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I wish.
Say no more.
Amber frowns. Richard pushes Amber in a chair.
I can't believe they let us do this.
Sometimes it's very useful to be king.
Or a princess. Basta, basta!
You asked for it.
Tom pushes Emily. Amber and Emily hold hands as they're pushed across the ice.
We will turn you into an extreme winter sports athlete, yes.
I'd like to try snow kiting.
Ooh.
Perhaps next year.
You're my witness, Tom. You heard my brother.
They glide across the ice with the other skaters. Sahil skates with Andy. Helena, Ming, and Tai watch happily, attended by Zabar.
See you on the ice, all right?
Tai dashes off. He skates unsteadily. Simon skates backwards, followed by Melissa.
Come on, keep up.
You're such a show-off.
Showing off, I'm teaching you to skate.
And don't fall behind.
He falls on his backside.
Are you hurt?
He's a lot tougher than he looks.
I'm really not, actually.
Richard skates in circles, spinning Amber. Tom does the same with Emily.
I feel like a ballerina.
Look at them.
Emily beams with her hands in the air as Tom spins her in slow motion.
That was amazing.
Tom and Emily kiss.
For a moment, I almost forgot about everything.
It's going to be fine. With us and the baby.
I hope so.
Richard and Amber kiss. Tai skates back to Ming.
Hey, Tai.
Come on, Ming.
It's been too long. Not skating. Anything else?
A sign says archery ticket booth.
Archery? That's something I can do. I challenge anyone to archery.
You may regret it. We have a champion archer in the fold.
The targets are on painted snowmen.
Champion archer? Me?
According to Queen Helena.
I've seen her stop an embezzler with her bow.
Sounds like a bit of fun. Visiting kingdom shoots first.
Richard.
Ming hits just outside the bullseye.
Nicely done, my dear.
Excellent shot, my queen.
Clear your mind and focus on what's most important.
Got this.
Excuse me, Your Majesty's message from the palace regarding the treaty. The dog failed. The treaty remains lost.
What? Bullseye. Amber!
She falls into Richard's arms.
She's fainted.
The snowbound grounds of the palace in daytime. Richard escorts Amber to their apartment.
Let's just make it to the chaise.
Really, Richard, I'm okay.
I just want to make sure.
Dr. Mogoro. Sir, it's Dr. Mogoro.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, she fainted, but she's awake now. Yes, that's what I thought.
You've overdone it.
She needs rest. Rest, yes. I'll tell her.
Why don't I drive to the palace now?
We'd be very grateful. Thank you. She's on her way.
I told you I'm fine.
Still, you must rest until she gets here.
That's doctor's and king's orders.
Princess's orders as well.
Rest.
How can I when we only have until midnight? How long? Great. Thank you.
Lin goes to Ming and Tai.
The airport is opening shortly. Will you please arrange transport?
I will see to it, Miss Lin.
Little goes. Melissa frowns. She enters Richard and Amber's apartment with Sahil and Andy.
There you are.
Sorry, I have some news. The airport is open. The Penguins are leaving.
Oh my goodness. Shall I speak to her?
Please, Mother.
Mr. Zabala.
Yes, of course, Your Majesty. Excuse me.
What do we do now?
We have to expose Simon and Lin. It's our last hope to find the treaty.
Absolutely.
Simon.
He and Lin have been conspiring since she arrived.
That's disgraceful.
But not unexpected.
Listen, something is nagging at me. Call it instinct. If we are correct, and Simon and Lin took the treaty and hid it, why didn't the police dog find it?
We'll have to ask Simon.
But there's more. The old scandal between Prince Claude and Prince June. The family swore they would get revenge.
Maybe that's why the treaty was nearly stolen 200 years ago.
The treaty was stolen before?
What is it? What's on?
I don't know. Cramping. Cramping bad.
Oh my gosh.
Does that mean you...
I think so.
What is it?
I'm going into labor.
Are you sure?
Headlights illuminate a snowy nighttime road. Dr. Magoro's small car speeds between walls of cleared snow.
Oh, hello, King Richard.
Doctor, Amber's gone into labour.
Labour? Now? No. She's not due until January, Your Majesty.
Her back hurts and she has cramping.
It could be forced labour due to overactivity.
Well, she has been very active.
Tell the Queen, deep breaths, and remain calm.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
See you very soon. Bye.
As she speeds along the narrow, snowy track, an owl swoops towards the car. Magoro swerves, skids, and plows into a snowbank. Magoro stares wide-eyed. Melissa and Emily read the birthing plan book.
Is it true? Have you gone into labor?
It appears so.
How far apart are the contractions?
Close. Getting stronger.
We call them surges, as per the doctor who's on her way.
Richard takes out his phone.
This is her.
King Richard? I found myself in a bit of a situation.
Where are you? North Road. Stay in your car.
What is it?
She's stuck in a snowbank.
But the baby's coming.
I used to volunteer at a maternity ward. I will help you through this. Ty, cancel our flight.
Of course. Lynn!
Thank you, Queen Ming. I'll get Dr. Magoro.
Richard.
I'll be back with her as soon as I can. You can do this, birth plan or not.
I love you.
I love you. Take care of her, please.
Richard strides off.
Richard, we heard about Amber. Is there anything...
I'll deal with you later.
Melissa narrows her eyes. Helena, Amber, and Ming stare towards Lynn and Simon. Simon shrugs. Richard runs across a courtyard towards wooden gates. He barges through the gates and mounts a horse.
Good boy, let's go.
I, too, had a baby come early.
You did?
My son.
He's okay?
He's intelligent, capable, and has the energy of three boys. Your baby will be perfectly fine.
Your child is strong, Amber, like you and Richard.
But I can't help but worry that it's going to be midnight soon. If that treaty isn't signed, my baby is cursed.
Emily, I told you not to worry, Amber, with that nonsense.
But what if it's true?
Sorcery was discredited a long time ago, for good reason.
Many old treaties invoked punitive superstitions. It's not unusual. Tell me about this one.
Well, what I read was about a sorceress that cast a spell.
Richard gallops through thick snow.
Come on, boy. Come on. Yeah!
He reins the horse in and looks into the dark woods.
Not tonight. Come on!
The curse affects the firstborn child of whichever kingdom causes the truce to break.
Typical for its time. But that time is not our time.
Still.
You don't want to risk it, I understand. As small a chance as it may be, a mother's love for her child is greater than anything.
Someone in this palace sabotaged the signing of the treaty. Why?
Your Majesty, I've spoken to the doctor, and she said it's acceptable to administer pain medication for your... surges.
Thank you, Mrs. Averill, but I need to keep my mind sharp.
Amber, we all want what's best for your baby and for you. Please try not to worry needlessly.
Maybe it isn't needless. It could be real. After all, our dungeon is haunted.
Haunted?
Yes. Mr. Little even encountered it. The ghost of the thief who stole the treaty 200 years ago.
Emily, listen to me. I need you to do something for me right now.
Flashlight beams sweep a stone tunnel. Helena and Emily are in the dungeons.
Why on earth did Amber want us to come down here?
She insists we search the furthest corner. Pray we avoid the ghost that haunts this dungeon.
You're not scared of a made-up ghost, are you?
The flashlights illuminate low, vaulted passageways. They turn in alarm.
What was that?
Just our imaginations.
Working in unison.
Come along.
They walk towards an open iron gate. Helena opens it wider. Emily glances anxiously at her mother. A message has been scratched on a wall.
Leopold was here.
Now we are.
It's locked.
Oh no. Help!
Oh dear.
As their lights shine through the bars, Richard gallops through the dark forest. He spots Magoro's car with its emergency signals flashing.
Yeah. Come on! Dr. Magoro! Doctor?
He dismounts and knocks on the window.
Dr. Magoro? Are you all right?
Oh, I am now, thank you.
I trust you know how to ride.
I do indeed.
She sits behind Richard, and they ride back into the woods. Ming and Melissa steady Amber on an exercise ball, as Mrs. Averill stands by, and the men are in the next room.
Poor thing.
Simon gets up and goes through.
This is not the time, Simon.
He holds up a finger.
Amber? You look like you could use these. Squeeze these when you're feeling overwhelmed. It works for me.
Thank you, Simon.
He gives her two stress balls. Zabala arrives with a bowl.
The hot water you requested, Your Majesty.
I need a heating pad and a paint roller with a good handle.
Of course, straight away.
I have a heating pad and good luck with the roller.
Is there anything we can do to help?
I am charged with finding a paint roller in a palace.
I possess such an item.
Really?
You do? With a good handle?
Oh, a very excellent handle, yes.
And may I ask why?
No, you may not, Andrew. Come, Mr. Z. We get it.
Thank you.
Sahil hands Andy his brandy glass. Andy takes a sip.
Darling, no one can hear us.
Look, a key.
If only we could reach it.
Oh, it's too far.
That's really helping. How long did you volunteer at the hospital?
Many years.
You certainly learned a lot.
I learned no job is more demanding or rewarding than mother. Panglia now has services in place to assist and support all of our mothers in any way they might need.
I heard about that program. It's fantastic. I'm trying to implement something similar here with a few updates.
In the dungeon, Emily tries to reach the key with her crutch.
You're so close. That's almost. You have it. You've got it. There you are. Good girl. Almost there. Lift it up.
Emily falls against a stone tomb.
Emily, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
The stone didn't hurt you. Look, in there. I can't believe it.
The missing treaty.
The cracked stone reveals the scroll.
What was that?
The ghost coming to get the treaty.
No, listen. It's the wind blowing through the stones.
So, no ghost?
No. And we have the treaty.
But we're still locked in.
A clock in a glass dome shows 11:45.
Amber.
Richard.
How are you?
No baby yet.
Everything seemed to be fine, Your Majesty. How far apart are your surges?
5 minutes, progressing steadily.
Thank you for being so attentive.
Magoro and Richard support Amber.
It's useless. It's nearly midnight. It's over.
We mustn't give up.
But what can we do?
Emily looks down. Helena reaches up to her hair.
This.
A hairpin.
Brilliant, Mother.
Helena goes to the gate and inserts the pin in the lock.
Doctor.
What time is it?
10 minutes to midnight.
Where are they? The treaty. We found the treaty.
What? Where?
In the dungeon.
How do you know?
Amber solved the mystery.
I did. Come in, everyone. You all need to hear this. Someone right here in this very room stole the treaty.
Tell us everything you know.
The scandal that followed the signing of the treaty resulted in the alleged poisoning of Prince Claude. His family swore vengeance, and a member of that family is in this room.
Go on.
Prince Claude's family name, Devon, was familiar to me, and tonight I remembered why. I'd read it in this book. Your mother's maiden name was Devon, wasn't it, Mr. Little? I know it was you, Mr. Little.
Family trees of Devon and Little.
You were the last one to lock up the treaty. You kept the dog out of the dungeon, and you tried to keep Emily out of the dungeon with some made-up ghost story.
If you're guilty, Mr. Little, confess here and now.
I did do it. To break the truce and sever our ties with Penglia.
But why?
I was bound by a solemn blood oath, a sworn duty to revenge the crime against my family by the Penglian Prince Jun.
Mr. Little, Prince Jun's guilt was never proven. Our historians believe that the real culprit was a covetous feudal lord.
I had a duty. I fulfilled it.
You nearly started a war.
And could have cursed an innocent baby.
I didn't know about the curse until tonight. And I would never bring harm to your baby.
Mr. Zabala.
Mom.
Take Mr. Little to the Leopold suite.
At once.
Little leaves, head bowed.
Simon, I apologize for my behavior earlier.
Did you think
we had our suspicions?
Richard eyes Melissa.
Not you, too. Lynn and I have been working diligently on economic amendments to the treaty, which should benefit both kingdoms.
And we've found a very promising solution.
That's all it was, I promise. What is it?
When I came to your room last night after Lynn left, you hid something. How can that relate to the treaty?
It didn't. Lynn was helping to make sure I chose well when picking out the most important gift I'll ever offer you. I wanted to wait till tomorrow, but... Melissa, my love, although I'm undeserving of such an honor, will you marry me?
Yes! Yes!
Simon beams and slips the ring on Melissa's finger. They kiss, and he lifts her off her feet.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Simon.
Congratulations, Melissa. You could have done worse.
Oh, that's a ringing endorsement.
Don't let it get to your head.
I see a royal title in your future, Simon. Perhaps Duke?
I accept.
This is such wonderful news. I'm so happy for you. But we're running out of time. It's nearly midnight, and there's a treaty to sign.
Quickly.
Yes, we must allow the time for the queens to sign as well.
There's always time to make history. But not too much time.
It's close to 12. The treaty is laid out on the bed.
Your Majesty, King Tai, the visiting monarch signs first.
After you, my queen. You have made me and all of Penglia very proud.
Ming smiles and bends to sign. She hands the pen to Tai. Tai signs, then Amber. And Richard.
At the hour of 11:59 on December the 24th, in the year 2019, I declare the truce and treaty between the kingdoms of Aldovia and Penglia executed, ratified, and renewed for the next 100 years.
Mrs. Avril applies the two royal wax seals.
We made it.
Merry Christmas.
Happy anniversary.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Merry Christmas!
There are smiles and embraces all round. Amber strains, wide-eyed.
I think it's time.
Everyone except the father out. The royal baby is ready to make its entrance.
Okay.
Please, if you could remove that. Thank you.
A shooting star streaks across the night sky with the Milky Way beyond and the illuminated palace below.
Congratulations. The healthy, beautiful baby.
Thank goodness.
Well done, Amber.
Queen Amber, King Richard, may I present to you the future monarch of Valdovia, your daughter.
The doctor hands her to Amber.
She's beautiful.
She's incredible. Just like her mother.
Thank you.
Dr. Magoro nods and smiles as Amber and Richard hold their baby. The household is gathered outside. Richard emerges.
Amber and I are the proud parents of a new baby girl.
Simon is first to shake Richard's hand.
Thank you. Mother.
Your father would be overjoyed if he were here. Mr. Zavala, champagne for the baby girl.
Girl? Did I just hear I have a granddaughter? Merry Christmas. To the first flight.
You're just in time to meet her. Mother, Rudy.
Helena and Rudy go to meet their granddaughter.
Pop, you made it.
How's my little peanut?
Never better. Meet your granddaughter, Ellery.
You named her after Mom. Ellery. You're perfect.
Here.
Come to Grandpa.
She likes you.
Excuse me. It's time to weigh the baby. Thank you.
Get over. Ellery. Such a beautiful name.
Beautiful baby. Congratulations.
The plane is standing by. You can be back in Panglia by sunrise to enjoy Christmas with your children.
Go home. Be with your family. And Ming, thank you for everything.
Thank you. Call me anytime. Even better, bring your little one for a visit. We can discuss our programs for mothers in person.
I'd love to.
Ty and Richard embrace.
Richard, been an adventure. It certainly has.
Ming goes to Amber. Takes off a pendant and hands it to her.
A Panglian symbol of mother's nurturing strength. It's yours now.
Are you sure?
Queen Amber of Valdovia, you are going to be a wonderful mother.
Thank you.
They hold each other's hands. Zabala unveils a notice.
Today, Her Royal Highness, Queen Amber of Valdovia, safely delivered a daughter, Princess Ellery Claire Charlton.
A crowd is gathered outside the palace, and Ellery is presented. Tom's in the crowd. Simon is wearing a sash of office, as is Rudy. Richard holds Ellery.
Congratulations!
They love our princess.
So do I.
I love you.
Richard and Amber kiss, surrounded by family and friends. In front of the crowd, and with the festively decorated palace, pine forests and mountains behind. Little Ellery yawns in her crib.
I want to thank you all, my loyal readers, for sharing this amazing journey with me. I couldn't be more grateful. On behalf of Richard, myself, Ellery, and the royal family of Aldovia, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Cut to black. There are family photos with the credits. Directed by John Schultz. Written by Nathan Atkins. Based on characters created by Karen Schala. Executive producer Brad Crevoy. Executive producers Amanda Phillips Atkins, Eric Jarbo, Tag Mendillo, Jimmy Townsend. Produced by Amy Krell. Director of Photography, VRL Sogavici. Production designer, Ian Bailey. Edited by Marshall Harvey, ACE. Rose McIver. Ben Lamb. Alice Krieger. Honor Neepsi, Sarah Douglas. Andy Lucas, Raj Bajaj, Richard Ashton, Tahira Sharif, Joel McVeigh, Theo Devaney. Kevin Shen, Momo Jung, Crystal Yu, Billy Angel, John Garasio, Madra Higboro. Casting by Carolyn McLeod, CSA. Music by Zach Ryan. A Brad Crevoy production. Unit production manager, Amy Krell. First assistant director, Joel Morales. Cast: Queen Amber, Rose McIver. King Richard, Ben Lamb. Queen Helena, Alice Krieger. Princess Emily, Honor Neefsi. King Tai, Kevin Shen. Queen Ming, Momo Jung. Mrs. Averill, Sarah Douglas. Simon, Theo Devaney. Mr. Little, Richard Ashton. Sahil, Raj Bajaj. Lynn, Crystal Yu. Mr. Zabala, Andy Lucas. Melissa, Tahara Sharif. Rudy, John Garasio. Andy, Joel McVeigh. Dr. Magoro, Madra Higboro. Tom Quill, Billy Angel. Baby Ellery, Christian Kalara. Iona Eiley. Prince Claude, Nikolai Stoika. Prince Jin, Shinji Ishikagi. Reporter number 1, Tag Mendillo. Reporter number 2, Diana Vladu. Reporter number 3, Agnes Motoko. Suzanne Michelle Jeanette Lee. Crowd member number 2, Alma Kadare. Crowd member number 3, Alexandra Mandu. Further credits continue to scroll. Motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events depicted in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Copyright 2019, Netflix US LLC, all rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.